Hello?
Yes, sir.
Well, our crew around here gives you an A again.
Well, that's good.
And they thought you were a little soft on Meany.
Really?
Yeah, a little soft.
I didn't want to hit him too.
That was great. But I was particularly pleased too with the positive thing you said on the economy. You really reamed that home. The housing and the automobiles and so forth, and it's all moving in the right direction.
That's the reason I had all of that in the opening statement, so we could be sure to
absolutely
get it in.
Well, that was the point, that you led right off with it and got that. And it's pretty hard. I just hope they write that part, too. But,
well, I hope they will.
But they heard it, or at least a lot of movers and shakers heard that part. We're able to tune in the noon television, you know, the guys up around Wall Street,
yes,
so forth, and Spring Street, and so forth, and so on.
And strange enough, a lot of old ladies and old men will hear it. The mail from old people is incredible.
Is that,
on these noon appearances.
Yeah, but that's right. Out across the country,
they're
retired people, and boy, they're a very important audience.
Well,
they're a very important audience.
90% of the mail comes from those kind of people.
Yeah. One thing that has happened, incidentally, I was interrupted on it, they interrupted your thing to say that there was a report that it attacked East Pakistan. So that may have the effect, unfortunately, of hypoing that issue. That's Henry just came in and gave me a report on it during your broadcast.
Well,
they didn't interrupt it long. They only took about a minute out of it.
Mm-hmm.
But let me say this, that we're going to play a damn hard role with these Indians. As you know, we're giving no aid to Pakistan, but we're just going to quit aiding the Indians, too. If they're going to go fight, to hell with them.
Well, I don't blame you.
Yeah, those Indians are bad news, and they shouldn't have done this, and this is the case. Don't you agree?
They've been bad news for us for 25 years, man.
And I think we're going to just take the line that, well, there's not going to be any economic assistance, any assistance to either one. We're going to stop it.
I think that's good.
Right, right. I hope you feel good, because I know how much effort these are and how much emotional strain they are, but you seem to enjoy it.
I don't enjoy it, but I don't enjoy it. You know, it takes you know how much effort and strain it is. But.
Now, listen, I got both McGregor and Colson here. I'll see which one. Do you want to say anything to the Secretary? What do you think? Here's McGregor.
How you doing?
John, that was great.
Thank you, sir.
Watched it, and what I like particularly, the positive things about the economy, of course, were helpful as be, but we agree with the president. You were awful soft on George Meany. I mean, words like arrogance and boorishness, you know, those are such timid words.
Well, he deserves it. He deserves every bit of it.
It was particularly helpful, I think, John, although I'm certainly no authority in this area, for you to point out that you had some 80 million workers and that organized labor only speaks for about a fourth of them.
I wanted to make that point that he doesn't speak for all the working people, and we're not going to sabotage a program that helps all the people just on his account.
And the final wind-up with the last question, when you said whether it's the Democratic Party or the Republican Party, when they got good candidates, good issues, a good program, they get the campaign contributions in it. This thing is no respecter of any political party. It has to do with the political system.
That's right.
Good and most helpful to us, John, in our battles.
It won't change the vote. It'll just create an issue, but at least it'll help create an issue.
No, well, thanks a million. You were most helpful.
All right.
Just a minute.
Yeah.
I just want to know what you're going to do for Encores.
Well, goddamn you. You just forget that I exist.
I'll tell you, that phrase that the business community is out of step with the consumer, I've heard that out of step phrase before.
That's what they are.
That was a smash hit. It really was. On all counts.
They come through all right.
Yeah, and I imagine there's an awful lot of squirming and wriggling going on in Miami right now.
Well, I wanted to hit him. I didn't say anything I didn't mean. God damn it.
Well, you didn't really hit him. You just roughed him up a little bit.
Well, that's good.
Isn't that the Texas expression?
Well, that's right. I wanted to rough him up.
Just touch him up a mite.
Yeah, that's right.
Beautiful job,
thanks,
John.
Chuck.
Beautiful.
Bye.
Yes, sir.